Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Bizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Kedushin Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara at the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis brings the memra of Rav Choma Bar Chanino, Kishakosh Baruch Hu Metar HaShvotim, Shivtei Shalevi Metar Tchilo Shenemar V'yoshev Metzorev Hu Metar Kesef, V'tir Es B'nei Levi. Now, B'hemshach, the Gemara brings a different memra from Rav Shua Ben Levi. He says, Kesef Metar Mamzerim Shenemar, V'yoshev Metzorev Hu Metar Kesef. As Rashi explains, this is referring to people who, because of their wealth, they were able to marry within the rest of Klal Yisrael, and those people eventually become tar. The Rashi over here is mavur that there's a difference between the first memra and the second memra. In the first memra of Rav Chomei Bar Chanina, he explains, when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be metar the shvatim, the Lashon of Rashi, the top Rashi, Dibur Maschon, metar HaShvatim, the Lashon is miyachasam, which means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu clarifies the yichus, the lineage of the families, so the first shevet that he'll start with is the shevet of Levi. In the second memra of Rav Shua ben Levi, where it says, Kesef metar mamzerim, Rashi is mavur, in the end of Dibur Maschon, Shenemar, Rashi says, Rav Yeshua ben Levi Svirle, Hay Matar Lav Mavdo Psuleim Komar, El Mataram Umachshiram Kulam. Rashi says, Rav Yeshua ben Levi holds, the Matar does not mean Mavdo Psuleim, rather Matar means that Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Machshir them. The Mashmois of Rashi is that Rav Yeshua ben Levi argues on Rav Chomi Bar Chanina. Rav Yeshua ben Levi, he holds that Matar means Machshir, Mashenkin Rav Chomi Bar Chanina, he holds Matar means Mavdo Psuleim. And both in the Pnei Yeshua and in the Sefer HaMakneh, the Medak this from Rashi, and they explain that Rashi holds that there's a machlokes over here between Rav Chomei Bar Chanina and Rav Yeshua ben Levi. According to Rav Chomei Bar Chanina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be machshir anyone who's posel, it's just that he's going to be miyachas the shvatim, and he'll start with Shevet Levi. Rashi, according to Rav Yeshua ben Levi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be matar the mamzerim, which kapshuta does not mean all mamzerim, rather only those who are nitmu into Klal Yisrael, as Gemara Darshan is the hemshach of the pasuk. Tzedak asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael shemishbacha shenitma nitma. The Mamzerim, who already assimilated into Klal Yisrael, they'll become mutter, according to Rav Shua ben Levi. But again, this is not like Rami Bar Chanino, who understands that the Kodesh will be miyachas the Shvatim and not be matter anyone. So this is how both the Pnei Yeshua and the Makna learn B'das Rashi. Now, the Tosfos Riyazakin over here on the side of the page, in Dibur Maschon Matar, which is going on the drosh of Rav Chomei Bar Chanino, Kesha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matar Shvatim, and he explains the word Matar, not like Rashi, who says miyachasam. The Tosfos Riyazakin brings b'shem the Rash that says Matar means la'osel lovoy shelo yavdil makadosh baruch hu. Akadosh baruch hu not set them aside. Me'achas shenidbuku behem mishpachos Yisrael. Once they already married into the other mishpachos, eventually Akadosh baruch hu will be matter them. So according to the Tosfos Riyazakin, there is no machlokes between Rav Chomei Bar Chanina and Rav Yeshua ben Levi. But again, the Achronim Medak that Rashi holds not like that. Rashi holds that there is a machlokes. Now the Pnei Yeshua explains that Rashi is more mashma from the Lashon of the Gemara, the Gemara that says, Kishkosh Baruch Hu Metar Shvatim, Shifte Shalevi Metar Tchilo, the Pnei Yeshua says, if you learn like the other Mahalach, that doesn't mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mavdol the Psulim, rather means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Matar of the Psulim, so what would be the Pshat that Shifte Shalevi Metar Tchilo, how would there be a Musig of starting with one Shevet and then continuing on to a different Shevet, if what's happening just is that all of the Psulim are becoming Tar, why does it have to begin with one Shevet? Lachar, everything would happen at the same time, all Shvatim would become Mutar. And furthermore, the Pnei Yeshua says, we would not have used the Lashon of Metar Shvatim if we're referring to being matter them. We would have just said Metar Yisrael, the Psalm of all of Klal Yisrael becoming mutter. Now, which the Lashon is Metar Shvatim, and Mashmois is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to go through one Shevet at a time and separate the Ksherim and the Psulim. And the Pnei Yeshua then continues and he says that even if we're going to be Medag, like we're saying, that Rav Chomei Bar Chanina is referring to being Mavdol Psulim and not being Metar them, Mashenkin, according to Rav Shua ben Levi, he's referring to being Metar Mamzerim. Still, Pnei Yeshua says, we don't have to say that there's actually a machlokes between them. Because Rav Shua ben Levi was referring to Dafka Mamzerim, and Mamzerim, they have a kula that midereisa, a Safik Mamzer is mutter lovi bikahal. Therefore, as long as the Mamzer remains a Safik, he's mutter. And therefore, that's the drash of Rav Shua ben Levi, that eventually Kadosh Baruch Hu will be matter the Mamzerim, which means to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu will not be mevar and say that this person is a Mamzer, rather he'll leave it as a Safik. As Gemara explains, since through their kesef they intermarried within Klal Yisrael, and it will end up that a lot of families have children which are mamzerim. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu will not be mevar the mamzerim, the remain tzvekim which are mutter midereisa. The member of Rav Chomei Bar Chanina, the Pnei Yeshua explains, he's not talking about mamzerim, he's talking about other psulim, like Amoni or Moyavi, or psuli avdus. These types of psulim, Pnei Yeshua says, that Reif Peskim hold, that even misafik derasar, We'll see this machlokes later on in the parak. Al-Kapan the Pnei Yeshua says, if you hold like great Pesachim that be Sufik der Osir, this is what Rechav Baruch Hanina meant, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mavdil the psulim from the ksherim. And the way that will be done is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be miyachas the shvatim, which means it will be clarified about each person who he comes from, which shevet he comes from, whether it comes from Amoinim or Moyavim or from Avodim. All this is included in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will eventually be mavdil. And the Pnei Yeshua continues and he says, in Shevet Levi there's also another havdalah which has to be done. And that is, we have to know whether he's a Kohen Kosher or a Cholol. That's also included in being Yoshev Mitzarev from Mitar B'nei Levi. However, the Pnei Yeshua then asks Akasha on this. He says that in the Drosh of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Lashon of the Pasuk is V'hayu L'Hashem Magishem Mincha B'tzdaka, which means the Kohenim that are set aside as Ksherim, there's no Chashanim that they're Pasul, so they'll be able to do the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Pnei Yeshua asks that if the whole din of Rabbi Shua ben Levi only is as far as Mamzerus is concerned, as we explained, since the Tzafik Mamzer is kosher, only on that was it said that even if a person is a Mamzer, still he'll end up being kosher, lasid lavai, as opposed to other psulim, there will be mavdil l'ksherim from the psulim. The chair of the kasha would be that a Mamzer, even though his Mamzerus is hukshar, as we explained, he'll remain a Tzafik and a Tzafik is mutter. However, every kain who's a Mamzer is also a cholol. Included in his Mamzerus is that he's neschal from the kohuna, so even though as far as his Mamzerus is concerned, we could say that misafik he's mutter, and he'll be mutter to marry within Klal Yisrael, there'll be no Isra on him, loyovi b'kahal Hashem. However, as far as doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, since he's a Safik Cholol, he should still be possible for Avodah, and now we should say that the HaKadosh Baruch will have to be Mavdol the Chalolim from the Ksherim. And from that which Rabbi Shua B'Levi says, that HaKadosh Baruch will be Matar, and he'll be able to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, that would be Mashma, that Rabbi Shua B'Levi is arguing on the Josh of Rabbi Chama Baruch Hanina, and he holds that HaKadosh Baruch will be Matar all Psulim, not only those which are Mutter Misafik. Even Chalalim will eventually become Mutter, Lasid Lavai, and will be able to do Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the maskan of the Pnei Yeshua, that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Chama bar Chanina. Now take a look at the Rambam, and as we'll see, the Rambam is mavur that there is no machlokes between Rabbi Chama bar Chanina and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, however, not as the Pnei Yeshua wanted to suggest, but for a different reason, as we'll see. The Rambam is in Perek Yud Beis Hilchos Melachim Umochama Yis Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says like this: Bimei HaMelech HaMashiach, when Melech Mashiach comes and everyone gathers around him, he'll get Ruach HaKodesh, and through that he'll be Miyachas everyone. And the Ram continues, Ubnei Levi Mitar Tchilo. He'll begin with Bnei Levi, as we see in Er Gemara. V'Omer, he'll say, Zem Miyuchas Kain, Zem Miyuchas Levi, V'Doiches She'ena Miyuchas in Yisrael. He'll set aside those who are Kainim and those who are Levim, and those who do not have a real Yichus to the Kainim or Levim, he'll be Doicha them to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Now further on, the Rambam, in the same halacha, he says, Ve'enem Yachas Yisrael Elo L'Shivtehem. When he'll be Miyachas to the rest of Klal Yisrael, all he'll do is, he'll separate them to the groups of Shvatim, Shemaydiya Shezem Yishev Yipleini, Vezem Yishev Yipleini, Avel Eino Eimer Al Shehim Becheskas Kashrus, Zem Mamzer Veze Eved. He's not going to say about a person who is assumed to be kosher that this person is really a Mamzer, or this person is really an Eved. Sha'adinhu sha'mishpacha sh'nitma'a nitma'a. The Rambam paskens the member of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and his mavur that applies not only to Mamzerim, to Avodim as well. The Rambam says the din is that once he's nitma, once he's assimilated into Klal Yisrael, the Melech HaMashiach is not going to separate him and passel him from his cheskos kashrus. So in the same halacha, halacha gimel, the Rambam brings both members, the member of Chama bar Chanina and the member of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Obviously the Rambam holds that they don't argue on each other. However, the Pshat is not like the Pnei Yeshua wanted to suggest that there's a difference between Mamzerim and other Psulim. The Rambam is mavur not like this. The Rambam holds by all Psulim was said this din, Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma. It's still according to the Rambam, there's no machlokes between Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, because when Rabbi Chama bar Chanina says that Kosh Baruch will be Mitar the Shvatim and he'll start with the Shevet of Levi, the Rambam understands Mitar means to be Mavdil. He's going to separate the group of Kehanim, the group of Levim, and within Klal Yisrael also he'll separate between the different Shvatim. This member is not talking about Psulim and Ksherim. It's just referring to the different categories amongst Klal Yisrael. Now the Joshua Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will begin with Shevet Levi, meaning he'll separate the Kehanim and the Levim, and then only afterwards he'll go to the rest of Klal Yisrael and separate them to their Shvatim. So again, what comes out of Lemaisa is that according to the Rambam, there's no chiluk between different types of Psulim. By all Psulim, we say this din, Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma, and even Rabbi Chama bar Chanina is maskim to that. Now, as far as the Josh of Rabbi Yitzchok, Tzedaka Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yisrael, Shemishpacha Shenitma Nitma, Kipshutei, this is referring to La'asid Lovai, that a family who's Nitma, people don't know that they're psulim, and the Asid Lafay Kodesh Baruch Hu will not be mavdol them, rather they'll stay mutter to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Now, the Gemara brings, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Heichol B'yodeinu Hi, Rabbi Yechanan says, really, we do have the ability to separate the psulim. The Gemara is referring to back, which the Gemara said earlier, that Bikshu Lasek's Bovel Isil Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to separate all of the psulim in Eretz Yisrael and make Eretz Yisrael even more pure than Bovel. Eventually they stopped, but Rabbi Yechanan said that we do have the ability, Avol Ma Esa, Shereg Doyli Hador Nitmu Bo, and the Gemara explains, Savlak Rabbi Yitzchok, Dom Rabbi Yitzchok, Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma. Now here, at this point of the Gemara, we're already talking about not La'asid Lovay, but even Bizman Hazeh, and the Gemara is Mavur, that even Bizman Hazeh, there's a din, Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma. The Gemara goes further and says, Omar Abaya Afanana Mitnino. The Gemara brings a riot from a brisa like this, that only in specific cases, like the case where it's Richaka ben Tzion Bizroya or Kirva ben Tzion Bizroya, only in that case we say, Kagoin Elu Elio Balotami Ulutair, the Rachik Ulukariv. Av Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma. And Rashi explains that the Maschal Tanino, Rashi says, Kol Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma, the Ein Lafisha Ularchiko Levar Safik Mitmeayim. We are not supposed to be mavdol the psulim and be mevar who's kosher and who's posel. El yinichum vein safik, them cherim la'asid lovay. We should leave them as a safik, and la'asid lovay they'll be kosher. Now, what exactly does Rashi mean to say when he says that we should leave them as a safik? The mashmaris of Rashi is that he's saying that they're mutter already now. On the other hand, Rashi says, hem cherim la'asid lovay. What exactly does Rashi mean? So, if you look in the Tosfos Riyazakin over here, he explains a little bit further, and Dibur Maskel Heichala. He says, similar to Rashi, that a mashpacha which was nitma, ein lafushim misafik, mi nitma, mi loy nitma, el yenichum misafik, veim ksheim la'asid lovay. And he finishes off with Mistabra de Kerbihuda Sfirlei, Domer Ramzerim Yitaru la'asid lovay. And the last line of the Tosfos Riyazakin is referring to a Gemara later on, and Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara over there brings a machlekes Tanoim, if Mamzerim are Tahirim la'asid lovay. The gist that we have is that Rabbi Yossi, he's the first Tano, he says, Mamzeri unesini Tahirim la'asid lovay. And Rameo argues, he says, Ein Tahirim. Apparently, the Tosfos Riyazakin had a gist of Rabbi Yehuda instead of Rabbi Yossi. Rakoparim, the Tosfos Riyazakin is saying, the Egma over here, which says, Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma, and as Rashi says, that La'asid Lovay they'll be tar, this only fits according to the sheet of Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda later on that holds that eventually La'asid Lovay Mamzerim will be tar. However, there still needs further explanation. What does the fact that La'asid Lovay they'll be tar have to do with the fact that even Bizman Hazeh, even now, we're not supposed to be Mavdil Psulim? Enechanami La'asid Lovay they'll be tar, as the Gemara dashes from Sukkim over there, Rabbi Yossi brings a pasuk, Vizarakti Aleichem Mayim Tahirim Utahartem. But upon him now, Bizman Hazeh, they don't have this din yet, so why do we say that we should leave them as sveikos and be matter them? Since Bizman Hazeh, there is no din that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was matar them, they're asur misafik, so we should have to be mafdal them so that a person, so that families do not come to marry them and be over the iser. So the Ran explains a little bit further. The Ran is on Daf Lamed Omer Aleph in the Dape Arif, and he says like this, he says, Mikan ner, from this sugya it's mashma, sha'af Bizman Hazeh, mishpocha shenitmo nitmo, kloimar, shemishu yedeya psulo, from this figure we see that any family which has a psul which was nisar, if we don't know exactly who is the psul, the din is that we should leave them, we should not try to be mevar misafik, and we should not be mefarsim that this family has a psul amongst them. However, the Ran then continues and he says, umiyu efshar sheroi legaloiso letznuin, it is kedai to be megal to tznuim, to someone who is on a higher madrigo, kedai shlo yidabku behem, to tell him to stay away from this family, and he should not be medabik behem. Af bish im hayu nidbakim behem below yediya lo yayu sham iser klal. Even though if this tznuim would go ahead and marry into this family, there would be no iser bechlal, since he has no yediya that they're osir. Avu mepnei she'ein hazera muchan l'kedusha ula tahayra, she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashveh shchinosay ela al mishpachos miyuchosos shebi Yisrael, kosher hadover legaloysen l'tznuin, it is kedai to be megal to tznuim, because there is a chisern over here, even though it's mutter for him to marry since he doesn't know about it, but l'maisa there will not be hashruas hashchina in this family. As we saw earlier, the Gemara says, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu mashra shchinasi ala mishpachos miyuchosos shebi Yisrael. Therefore, one should not be mefarsim l'rabim about this family which has a psul mixed into them, but he could tell the tznuim, he could tell specific people to stay away from that family. And the Rambam explains, this is what the Gemara means to say, behemshech, ava chachamim moisrin oisad livneim u'talmideim pamachas b'shavua. This is the pshat that we tell tznuim, and this is what they handed down, the Chacham passed it on to their children and the Talmidim, to stay away from that family, even though for the Hamoin Am it is mutter to marry into that family, as long as there's no Yediyah of the psul, and for that reason we are not mefarsim to the Rabbim, but for the tznuim we do stay away from that family. And the Rambam continues, and he says, Halacha l'maisa, If a person now knows about a family that has a psalm mixed into them, he doesn't have to be megala, and he's not allowed to be megala. He should only be megala to the tznuim. However, then the Ran goes on and he asks a kashan. He says, since we learn out that mishpacha shenitma nitma from the pasuk of a yoshav mitzaraf umetahir, that pasuk is talking about the osid lova, as we explained before. So how could we say that even bezman hazeh mishpacha shenitma nitma, what is the heter not to be megala l'chayir? Right now they still are be'isr. So the Ran writes with the kamon efarish. So the Ran is referring to that which he explains later on in Ayin Beis and Midbeis. We'll speak more about that sigur later on, but for now we'll just mention the Ran over there says that the machaikas between a meir and a beisi later on Ayin Beis and Midbeis is not talking about vadei mamzerim. Someone who's known to be a mamzer, everyone knows about it, that person will not have a tired loss of love even according to Rabbi Yossi. Rather, what Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi are talking about is mishpachis that were nitmu, there's a psul, there's a mamzer who's mixed into them, and that which the Gemara is saying, b'das Rabbi Yossi, that loss of love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be tired of mamzerim, what it means to say really is, that even though Eliyahu Navi will come, and to him it will be goloy, he'll know exactly who's tar and who's tamei, he will not be megale, and therefore that family will remain tar, loss of love. As opposed to the sheet of Rameyer holds that once Eliyahu Hanavi comes, and he knows exactly who's a mamzer, he's going to separate the mamzerim, and now they'll be usher to the rest of Klal Yisrael. And the Ran goes on and he explains that since we know a Klal, Ein vein olam azel yimoysim Mashiach, there are no chilukei dinim. The dinei Torah do not change from now to L'Asid Lovay. Therefore, just like L'Asid Lovay, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, when Eliyahu comes and he knows that a certain person is a mamzer, still he will not separate them, that person will remain a suffolk and he'll be mutter. So to Bizman Azeh, even if there is someone who knows about a family, and he knows who exactly in that family is the mamzer, he's not supposed to be Megala. Just like Lassi Lova, Eliyahu is not going to be Megala, so too we are not Megala now. And this is the Pshat in the Gemara, Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma. What the Gemara really means to say is, the same way Lassi Lova, when Eliyahu and Novi comes and he knows exactly who's a mamzer, he's not going to be Megala it. Rather, Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma, he'll leave them as a suffolk and they'll remain mutter. So too Bizman Azeh, if there's one who knows about a certain family that has a mamzer mixed into them, he should not be megalit, and rather we should say mishpacha shenitma nitma, we should leave them as a suffolk and they'll remain mutter. This is the pshat of the Ran, and this is what the Tosfos Riyazakin over here means, and we could explain like this in Rashi as well. They explain that even bezman hazeh mishpacha shenitma nitma, we should leave them as a suffolk since they're ksherim la'asid lovay. What does that mean that since they're ksherim la'asid lovay? Al derech this Ran, that since la'asid lovay Eliyahu is not going to be mavdal the tmeim, the mamzerim, so to Bizman Azeh, we should not separate them. Even if there's one who knows about a family who has mamzerim in them, he should leave them as a suffolk, and they'll remain mutter to Klal Yisrael. And the Chaznish and Evan Ezra, Simon Aleph, Sifkot, and Yudches, he brings this Ran, and he's bothered that the way the Ran explains, there really is no chilek between Bizman Azeh and la'asid lovay. And he asks, what does the Gemara mean to Dashim from the Pasuk of Yoshav Mitzaref from Matar Kesef? Gemara understands that this means to say that la'asid lovay, Kadosh Baruch Hu, will be Matar people. According to the Ran, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not really being mitar anyone. All we're saying is that L'Asid Lovay, even though there's someone who knows about who's Tameh and who's Tar, Eliyahu knows who exactly are the Mamzerim, still he's not going to separate them, they'll remain Mutter. If so, it's not really being Mitzarif, it's not V'yoshav Mitzarif V'tiher, there's no one who is Tameh that's becoming Tar. And furthermore, he asks that Rabbi Yossi, on Ayin Beis Mabeis, Darshan's from the Pasuk, Mizrakti Aleichem Mayim Tahirim, according to the Ran, there really is no Mayim which is Mitar anyone, no one that was originally Tameh becomes Tar. It's just that we're not mavdol someone that we know to be tamei. So the Chaznish explains that according to the Ran, you have to say that even though the Gemara earlier said in a Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashash Chinosay Ela Al Mishpachos Miyuchosay Shebi Yisrael, and the Ran explained that's the reason why we should be megala to the Tznuim, because if the Tznua is going to marry someone from this family, he's not going to have a Shoras Hashchina in his Mishpacha. The Chaznish explains that's what is going to change La'asid Lovay. When it says V'yoshav Mitzaref V'tiher, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mitar Mamzerim, it just means to say that there no longer will be this rule that in a Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashash Chinosay Ela Al Mishpachos Miyuchosay Shebi Yisrael. And once Eliyahu Navi comes, and even though he knows who's Mamzerim, he's not Mavdol them, from that point on already, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashra Shechinosei on everyone equally. And therefore the Chaznish explains that according to the Ran, La'asid Lovay, there will be no din of that Tznuin shall be Megale, because from that point on there is no reason not to marry into this family, because even these families can have Hashoras Hashchina. So this is what changed that the Chaznish explained. This is the Pshat in the Pasuk V'yoshav Mitzarev V'tiher, and this is the Vizrakti Aleichem Mayim Tahirim. What changed is that now Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Mashu as Shechina even on these Mishpachos. This Ran is Paskin Halacha, the Ramon Evan Ezra Simon Beis, Sif Hei. He brings the Ran exactly the way that we have it. The din is that a person who knows about a certain family who has a mamzer mixed in, he should not be Megale, and only to Tzuin can he be Megale. Then the Ramon continues and he says, V'dafka Mishpacha Shenitma Vinis Arva. This holding only applies to families who are nitma, they assimilated, they marry into other families, Vinis Arva, and the apostle got mixed up. We don't know who exactly is the apostle. In other words, we know someone in this family is apostle, but we don't know exactly who. Ramah says, if we know exactly who the apostle is, then we do publicly announce this, so that Ksherim will not be Nisarv in them. And the Goyin, he brings the Gemara earlier on, Daf Ayin Amud Beis, the Maase of Rabbi Huda Bar Yecheskel, who put into Ksherim the Shliach, who was Mevazahim, and the Gemara says, eventually he was Machrus on him, that he's an Eved, and the Gemara says, Ahu Yoyim Ha'ikron Kamak Subosa Benarda. From here we see the Goyin says, that once we know exactly who the Eved was, so then even though his family married into other families, still, since it was not Nisarev, if we know exactly who the Psulim are, then we are machers on them that they're apostle. Now the Chaznish and Evan Ezra Simon Aleph, Sifkat and Lama Beis, he has a Shaila. He says, what is the Din Lamaisa if there is a person who knows about a certain family, that there's a Mamzer mixed into them, he doesn't know exactly who the Mamzer is, but he does know that this is a family that was Nitma Ba Mamzer. So as we said, the din is he's not supposed to be Megala, only to Tznuim. The question is he himself Mechuyif to stay away from that family? Is this Mi'ikra Din that he's not allowed to marry into that family, since he himself knows that there is a apostle which is Nisarv in them? In other words, that's for sure that for someone who doesn't know about it, for him it's Mutter. Only Litznum would try to be Megal to them to stay away from that family, as the Ran explained. What about a person who himself does know that there is a apostle that's Nisarv? Is he allowed to marry into that family? Meaning if he's not from Litznum, he's not concerned about Hashua Sashchina, he just wants to know Mi'ikra Din, is it Mutter or Rasser? The Chaznish has a shayla about this. And he says that the Lashon of the Ramah that we just mentioned, is Mashma, that a person who does know about it, he has to stay away from that family. The Ramah is Mechag between a person who's Yodea Bedover and a person who's not Yodea Bedover. Ma'is the Chaznish has a tat to say that the Girsa of the Ramah is a mistake, but Akapam the Chaznish has a suffix about this. Now Ramosha and the Igris Moshe has a similar suffix. This is an Evan Ezra Chilik Dalit, Simon Tes, Sifkot and Beis, and Sifkot and Gimel. He brings their Sugya, he quotes the Ran. The Ran that says that if a person knows about a certain family that's Nitma, he's not supposed to be Mefarsim, only Tznuim he should be Mefarsim. As the Ran explained that since Lasa Lavi Elio is not going to be Mefarsim, and since Ein Bein Oilem Hazeh Yemoisim Mashiach, there's no Chilek, Leini Mitzvahis, so by Oilem Hazeh also, if a person knows about a certain family, he's not supposed to be Mefarsim. Ramosha explains that the Ran says that the Rambam is Mashma like this as well. Ramosha explains what exactly is the Dik from the Rambam. The Rambam Perek Gid Beis Ochas Malach Malach Gimel says, Elio Navi, when he comes, he's not going to say about a certain person who had a cheskas kashrus that really he's a mamzer or really he's an eved. And the Rambam continues, shehadin hu, shemeshbracha shenitma nitma. And Moshe explains the lashon of the Rambam, shehadin hu, is mashma, that this is the din. In other words, even now that's the din, not that this will be neschadish later on, be moisa mashiach. That's the right that the Ran saw with Nasa Rambam, that he all holds like this as well. Since Elio is not going to be Mefarsim, even though he knows who's possible, so to his man is that even if someone knows that there's a family who has a psul mixed in, he should not be Mefarsim in this family. And Ramosh says it's Muchach to say like this, because if not, we would have to try to be Mevar who's a psul and who's a kosher, just like we have to be Mevar any other Isser, so that a person does not come to be over an Isser. Here also, we should have to be Mevar who's psul, so that people do not come to be over the Isser of marrying Mamzerim. And for the fact that we don't do that, that's a ray, like the Ran is saying, that there's a special din which is true even Bizman Azeh, that by Mamzerus we say Mishbacha Shenitma Nitma. However, Moshe then goes on and he has to suffix how exactly to understand what the Ran means. The first side of Moshe explains is that even though B'derech Klal by other Averis, the din is if a person did the Avera and he did not realize that it was an Avera, or it was done against his will, so he has a din of a Shegig or he has a din of an Oines, but nevertheless the Maisa Avera was done. The fact that there was no Yudia does not make it that it's no longer considered an Avera. It's a nafkamina, he won't get an Oinish for the Avera, but nevertheless it is a Maisa Avera. Hashenkin and Moshe says we could suggest by Mamzerus it's different. By Mamzerus it could be that the Yediyah, knowing that this person is a Mamzer, that's a Chilek, that's a component of the Avera itself. Therefore, if a person married a Mamzer, but he didn't know that this person was a Mamzer, it's not an Avera B'Shegeg, rather it's not an Avera at all. And Moshe explains, because the Yisayda Isser is to be Miskarif to Mamzerus, to make a bond with the concept of Mamzerus, through getting married to a Mamzer, you're bonding with Mamzerus. And therefore, if you didn't know that they're a Mamzer, so you're not making any sort of bond with Mamzerus, therefore there is no Avera Bichlal. Ramosha compares this to a concept we find by Meleches Shabbos. There is a klal that any Melocha which is not done with Machshova, he never intended that this Melocha be done, that's not considered a Melocha at all. It's not even considered a Shegig. We do find the concept of a Melocha of Shegig on Shabbos, that's in a case where a person knew that he was doing a Melocha, just he thought it was Mutter on Shabbos, or if he forgot that it was Shabbos, But if you never had any intention to have this malacha done, it's not malachas machshavas, that's not a malacha at all, it's not considered aveira b'shoyeg, because machshava is a component of the actual aveira. So too, Ramesh says here as well, knowing that the person that you're marrying is a mamzer, that's a component of the actual aveira. And this is a pshat in the Ran, if there's a person who wants to marry into a family who has mamzer and nesarav in them, so we don't have to be madir this person, because it's not that what he's going to end up doing in aveira. If he marries this family and it ends up being a mamzer, he's not going to be over any aveira bechlal because there was no yediyah. And Ramesh goes on and he says, really, the din should be, even if it was not nesarav, if you have one person that we know he himself is the actual mamzer, even in that case, we should not have to tell the one who wants to marry him. However, Moshe says there is l'maisa chilek between whether it's nesariv or not. If the mamzer was nesariv, there it's also to be megala. Moshe explains because of the kvod habriyos of the ksherim, since there are many in this family who are still kosher, now by being megala the psul, the whole family is not going to be mutter l'kahal. So this has tremendous repercussions, and therefore it's also to be megala. Again, because even if a kosher does end up marrying a mamzer, he's not being over any iser because he did not have any idea. Vashenkin and Rashi says in a case where it was not Nisariv, so there is no one else that's going to be affected by the Hachroza, even if we announce that there's a Mamzer in this family, but if we know who exactly the Mamzer is, then anyone who's kosher, he will not be affected. There, even though in a Chanami, if a kosher would go ahead and marry this Mamzer, he would have no idea. There also the din would be that he's not over any Nisar. But still, Rashi says in this case we are Megale, since if there would be a Yediyah theoretically, it would be Osir, and there's also a Cheshmer, like the Ran says, this family will not have Ashura Sashchino. Therefore, the din is that you are supposed to be Megala. This one side that Ramesh has to explain what the Svar of the Ran is. According to this side, Ramesh says, Ba'esim, the Mamzer really does remain a Mamzer. It's not that he becomes Mutter. He is Oster, but the person who marries him is not being over any Yisr, since he has no Yediyah. However, then Ramesh brings a second side, and that is, that there is a possibility to explain the Ran, and he means to say, that when there's a Mamzer that's Nisariv, then the Mamzer actually has a din that he no longer is Oster, he's Mutter. Just the fact that he's Nisariv and no one knows that he's a Mamzer, that itself is matter him. This is different than the first side. According to the first side, he really is a Mamzer and he is Osir, but the person who marries him doesn't know about it. The Chasar and Yediyah is what makes that he's not being over an Isir. According to the second side, the Mamzer actually becomes Mutter. Once he's Nisariv, he no longer has his status of a Mamzer. And Moshe explains that even when Eliyahu HaNavi comes, as the Ran said, really nothing changes when Eliyahu HaNavi comes. All that's going to happen is Eliyahu is not going to be Megalahim. So Ramesh explains, even though Eliyahu now knows who's definitely a Mamzer, L'chor, this should now be considered that he's no longer a Sofik, he's not Nesarev anymore, because there is someone out there who knows definitely who's a Mamzer and who's not. Ramesh explains, since the whole idea of Eliyahu HaNavi is based on his Nevuah, that won't change the status of the Mamzer, he'll still be considered to have been Nesarev, since there is no Yediyas Ben Adam, Ramesh says, there's no one who has a Yediyah Alpi Derech HaTeva, so the Mamzer will still remain Mutter, he'll still be considered to have been Nesarev. And it would seem what Ramesh means to say is that if there's a person on this world who knows exactly who's a Mamzer, then he would be Mechuyev to be Megala. It's not considered a case of Nisariv. However, if all we know is that there's a person within a certain Mishpacha, we don't know who exactly in the Mishpacha is Osir, so there still is considered to be a Tarevis. Therefore, we're not supposed to be Megala, which family has the Mamzer mixed in, because the Din Lamaisa is that the family is Mutter, there's no one who knows who exactly is the Mamzer. So these are the two tzadim of Moshe, how exactly to understand the Ran, what could be mine over there, and Moshe has an arichus. Now continue on, the Gemara B'Hemshach brings the Joshua from the Pasuk, Zeshmi lo'ilam v'zeh zichri l'dardar. The first Gemara dash is Zeshmi lo'ilam, since it's written Chaser Vav, we learn la'aleim, this name is supposed to be hidden. B'Hemshach, the Gemara brings another Joshua, k'siv zeshmi v'k'siv zeh zichri, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo'ikishanik nichtov ani nikro, nichtov ani b'yud hei, v'nikro ba'alev dalid. Both of these drushas are telling us the same din, that we don't pronounce the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei the way that it's written, rather B'Loshen Adnos. Now, in this Indian, there's an interesting discussion in the Chiddushim of Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlau, in his Agos in the Sefer Reb Sadia Goyin. It's in the first Chalik on page Nun. He has the Shailah, he quotes B'Shem the Ri al Bar Goloini, who counted this as one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. This mitzvah to hide the shame of Hashem, not to pronounce it the way that it's written, this is counted as an essay, one of the Taryag mitzvahs. And Rucham Fishel asks, why is that the other Moniyah mitzvahs, the Rambam, the Bahag, all of the Moniyah mitzvahs did not count this as a mitzvah, the only one who did is the minion of the Ri Albar Goloini. And he begins by saying that according to the sheet of the Rambam, Ram begins in his Shroshim, where he describes what should be counted as a mitzvah, what should not. In Shevir Shein he says, we don't count anything which is not mefurish in the Pasuk, anything which is learned out of a drasha. If so, so too over here, since it's learned out of a drasha, either because the vav is missing from the word la'ilam, or from the pasuk zeshmi la'ilam of zechri le'dardar, that the chayr is also his understanding is not a mefurish or pasuk, it's considered a drasha. That's why according to the Rambam, it's not counted as one of the mitzvahs. Whoever he asks according to the Bahag and the Ramban, they argue on this klal of the Rambam. They hold that even something which was learned out of a drasha could be included in the Taryag mitzvahs, so why is this not included? So he continues and he says, maybe this is included in the mitzvah, as Hashem lekecha tira, since we know that included in this pasuk is that a person should not say the shame of Hashem for no reason, so it would also be included not to pronounce it the way that it's not supposed to be pronounced. And he brings from a smag and from a me'iri who are mashma like this, that which Aragamor darshins, that you should not pronounce the shame of Yudke Vavke the way that it's written, this is included in the pasuk of Hashem lekecha tira. However, he goes on and he says, it still will not be a full teretz, because even if we do say that pronouncing the name of Hashem in the wrong way is included in the mitzvah of Yiras Shemayim, it's included in the general Isser, but still should be counted as a separate mitzvah, since we learn from a pasuk a specific mitzvah to pronounce the shame of Hashem, not the way that it's written. It brings a whole list of examples where the Bahag and the Ramban, they count mitzvahs which really are included in more general mitzvahs. For example, there's a mitzvah of Ahavtal Reicha Kamoicha, and yet still we count Vahavtam Esager as a separate mitzvah, even though it's really included in the general mitzvah of Ahavtam L'Reicha Kamoicha. So here as well, even though there's a general mitzvah of Hashem L'Kecha Tira, but still it should be a separate mitzvah, not to pronounce the shame of Hashem the way it's written. He says, Eich Nami, according to the sheet of Reb Sadia Gaon, this would be a teretz. Reb Sadia Gaon does not count mitzvahs which can be included in more general mitzvahs, so this would be a teretz why he doesn't count this, since it's included in Hashem L'Kecha Tira. However, according to the other Rishonim, it should still be counted. The second kasha that Rabbi Yochanan Fischel asks is from a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there brings a klal b'shem Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanino, a klal about which mitzvahs are given to Bnei Noach and which mitzvahs only to Klal Yisrael, and that is that kol mitzvah shenemru l'Bnei Noach v'nishnis b'Sinai, any mitzvah that was given before Matan Torah, it was given to the Bnei Noach, and then it was repeated by Har Sinai, so l'zeh u'l'zeh nemra, that mitzvah applies both to Klal Yisrael and to Bnei Noach. However, if the mitzvah was only said one time before Matan Torah, and it was not repeated by Matan Torah, then that mitzvah is intended to be only for Klal Yisrael and not to Bnei Noach. And the Gemara brings that the only example of this, the only case where we have a mitzvah that was said before Matan Torah and was not repeated by Matan Torah, that's the mitzvah of Giran Noshe, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. There's a machlokes whether Giran Noshe was given before Matan Torah, when the pasuk says Al Kein Lo Yochel Bnei Yisrael Es Giran Noshe. Rabbi Yehuda understands it means to say that at that time already they were nitztava, not eating the Giran Noshe, as opposed to the sheet of the Chachamim, they hold that we were not in Stav until Matan Torah. Now, which the pasuk says, "Al klein lo yochel bnei yisrael es giran noshe," it just means to say that eventually Klal Yisrael will become usher to eat the giran noshe because of this meisa, because of that which Yaakov fought with the malach. But according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, giran noshe was given to the Bnei Noach before Matan Torah, and it was not reviewed by Matan Torah. Therefore, giran noshe is only for Klal Yisrael and not for the Bnei Noach. But this is the klal that the Gemara says. There was no mitzvah that was given before Matan Torah that was not repeated, other than Giran Noshe according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yochanan Fischel asks, why is this not an example? This pasuk of Zeshmi Lo'ilam Zezichri L'Dardar, this pasuk was said to Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim before Matan Torah, and we don't find that it was repeated by Matan Torah, this din that one should not pronounce the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way that it's written, why doesn't the Gemara bring this example? Now based on these kashas, Rabbi Yochanan Fischel wants to say an important yesod, how to understand that Gemara. And that is, when the Gemara says Zeshmi Lo'ilam, and we dash in La'alim, one should hide this name, and also the other Joshua, Loikishani Nichtav and Nikro. The Gemara does not mean to say that we dashen from the pasuk an Isser. It's not an Isser essay, nor is it an Isser Lois essay to pronounce the shame of Hashem the way that it's written. All that we're learning from the pasuk is that the proper way to read this word, when one sees the word Yudke Vavke, the correct reading of that is not the way that it's written, rather, Beloshen of Adnos. It doesn't mean to say that one is over an Isser if he says it the wrong way. It just means to say that if one is Mechuyev to read a certain pasuk, for example, by Birchas Kainim, the Kainim give the bracha, as the Torah says, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, how do they pronounce the word Hashem in that pasuk? Not the way that it's written, rather, Beloshen Adnos. That's what we mean to darshan from this pasuk, Loikishani Nichtovani Nikra. Therefore, if Kainim will pronounce the shame of Hashem the way that it's written by Birchas Kainim, they won't be yotzei the mitzvah of Birchas Kainim, because they didn't read the pasuk in the way they're supposed to have been read. Now he says, Ein Chanami, if a person does say the shame of Hashem, the way that it's written, he will be over an Isser. That Isser is not a new Isser which is learned from Eretz Rashi's. Rather, the Isser is that he's being Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolo, and that, as we mentioned earlier, that's included in the Pasuk as Hashem Lekecha Tira. In certain circumstances, it would also be included in the pasuk of Leisisa Hashem Hashem Lekecha Lashov. But Al-Kapanim, it's not a new Isser. There's no Isser in the Torah which says that a person should not pronounce the shame of Hashem the way that it's written. The drasha just says how to correctly pronounce this shame. It's not an Isser on its own. However, it may lead to an Isser, as we said. He could be over being Moitzi Hashem Shemayim Levatala. Now, Yeruchim Fishol Perlo, he brings a right to this from a Truas Marit in Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Mem Tes. Marit is referring to a Toysis in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches Omid Beis. Toysis of the Adibra Maschal Ilu Hoya Oimrim Li, he says, Lo Yoda Ri, Ma Isser Yesh Bezar Ha'ila Lel Duchon, Im Loi Mishom Bracha Levatala. Toysis quotes B'Shem the Ri says, I don't know of any Isser that a Zar is over if he's Oila Lel Duchon, he goes up and he does Birchas Kayanim, if not for the Bracha Levatala. Meaning the bracha that we say beforehand, Ashrei Kedushanu B'Kedushas Shel Aaron. If a zar says that bracha, he's over a bracha levatala. But the actual brichas kainim, the psukim of Yivrecha Hashem V'Yishmerecha, if a zar is oil aduchin, he's not over anything by doing that. And many achrayim ask a kasha on this tesis from a gemara mufureshes in Ksubas Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. The gemara over there is discussing a shayla mahu lahalois min esiris kapayim liyuchsin. Can we be mala? Can we prove from the fact that a person was being nice at kapayim? Can we prove from that he's a kohen l'inyan yuchsin as well? We should be able to assume that he's a kohen. And the Gemara says, even if you hold that we're malin mitruma l'yuchsin, if a person has been eating truma, we could assume that he's a kohen, and that's enough to prove it as far as yuchsin as well. However, nesiras kapayim is not the same, the Gemara explains, because truma is avoin miso, and nesiras kapayim is an iser essay. Meaning, for a zar to eat truma, he's chayav miso b'dei shamayim, but she'enkin for a zar to be nesir kapayim, he's only over an essay. So just because by truma we say malam mitruma liyuchsin, that's not a raya that malam minasiyas kapayim liyuchsin. So there seems to be a gemara mufureshes that says that a zar whose nesir kapayim is over an iser essay, how does this fit with the ri? The ri seems to say not like this. The ri says that the only thing he's over is the bracha levatala, otherwise he's not over any iser essay. This is a kasha that many achrayim discuss, and Marit asks his kasha as well, and he gives a teretz to this kasha, and he says that the gemara in Ksubis is talking about bizman hamigdosh. If a kohen is in the Beis HaMikdash and he's being Bevarech Birchas Kohenim, over there the din is that they're Bevarech B'Shem, they use the Shem Hashem, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. As it says in the Mishnah, Tzayt Daf Lam Zayin Amud Beis, this is a chel between the Mikdash and Gvulin, and Mikdash to Birchas Kohenim was with the Shem Hashem, the Shem Mefirish, Hashem came be Gvulim. And this is what the Gemara means in Ksubis, that if a kohen will be Oyle L'Duchan in the Beis HaMikdash and he'll use the Shem Hashem, then he'll be over an Isser essay. Now which essay is this? So the Marit explains that according to the Ri, that's brought down in Tosfos and Shabbos, which he mentioned, he'll hold not like Rashi says. Rashi Ksuba says the Isser essay is Koisev Varchu Atem V'Loi Zorim. It's a Lav Abom B'chal essay. From that which the Torah gave the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim to a Kohen Dafka and not to a Zar, from there we learn an Isser essay for a Zar to be Oyla L'Duchan. According to Rashi, it would make no difference if it's in the Migdash or in the Gvulin. Rashenken, according to the Ri, the Marit explains, only the Migdash where he says the Shem HaMefayrish, then he'll be over the Isser essay. And which Isser essay is it? As Hashem Lekecha Tira. This is how the Marit explains the Ri. The Gemara Ksubis means you'll be over this Isser essay. That which the Ri says that you're not over any Isser other than a Bracha Levatala. The Ri was talking about Shalei Bezman Beis HaMikdash, or even Bezman Beis HaMikdash if it's Begvulin. Over there you don't say the Shem HaMefayrish. There, if a Zar is Oyle L'Duchan, the only thing that he's over is saying a Bracha Levatala. The Baruch official Perla proves from this Marit that he holds like the Sfar we said before. Because when the Marit comes to explain the Ri, he says, what Isser are you over? He doesn't quote the Gemara's drasha in Arsug of Zeshmi La'ilom La'alim Ksiv, or the drasha of Zeshmi V'Zezichri. Rather, what he says is, you're over the mitzvah of Es Hashem Lekecha Tira. And the Chara, Es Hashem Lekecha Tira, is for saying the name of Hashem for no reason. The Chara here, he's reading Psukim, he's saying the Psukim of Birchas Kainim in the Torah. Why is that considered saying the Shem Hashem for nothing? Akarach L'Pshad is like we've been saying, that the drasha that Agamar brings means to say, not that there's a new Isser to say the Shem HaMefayrish, rather what we're learning from the Psukim is that the proper pronunciation of the Shem Hashem when it appears in the Torah is a Lashon of Adnos, and not a Lashon of the way that it's written. Therefore, if a Zar is Oyle L'Duchan, and he says the Psukim the way that it's written, he's being over this Isser of Es Hashem Lekecha Tira. In other words, the Kainim who are doing the mitzvah of Birchas Kainim, so now we have a Joshua from the Pasuk, that when you're saying the Psukim as Birchas Kainim, then that's the proper pronunciation, you are supposed to say it when you're doing it in the Migdash with the Shem HaMefayrish. But for a Zar to say these Psukim with the Shem HaMefayrish, he's just reading it as regular Psukim in the Torah, he's not being Mekayim Brichas Kainim. So the way that he's supposed to read it is B'loshen Adnos. If he doesn't say it that way, he says the Shem HaMefayrish, then he's not considered doing it as part of reading a Pasuk. That's not the proper way how the Pasuk is supposed to be read. So it's like he said the Shem of Hashem for no reason. He's over this Hashem Lekecha Tira. This is the Yisrael of Yerucham Fishel, and with this he answers, why is it that the Moini HaMitzvah did not count this mitzvah? The parents, like we're saying, it's not a new Isser in the Torah to say the Shem of Mefirish, but it's just a description of how to properly pronounce the Shem of Hashem when you're reading from the Torah. Therefore, it's obviously not counted as a separate mitzvah. And this, of course, answers the other kasha as well, why the Gemara Sanhedrin did not bring this pasuk as another case of a mitzvah which was given before Matan Torah and not repeated. Obviously, according to this Mahalach, it's not a new mitzvah, it would not fall into that category. This is the Yisoid of Yerucham Fishel. However, Behemshach, he asks a kasha on this Yisoid. He says, Esrog and Kedushin would not be mashma like this. Because Gemara over here brings that the Shem ben Arba Isiyois, Chachamim, Meisun, Oisul, Talmideim, Pamachos Beshvuah, Vamelo, Pamayim Beshvuah, and Imrachim Bar Yitzchak says, Mistaber Kmad Omer, Pamachos Beshvuah, the Ksiv Zeshmil Oilom, La'alim Ksiv. Gemara is clearly quoting this drasha to say that one should not say over the Shem of Hashem, the Shem ben Daud Isiyois. According to this Yisoid, there is no Isser. All we're learning from the pasuk is how to properly pronounce it. The only possible Isser could be as Hashem lekechotiro when it's said for no reason. Here there is clearly a reason why it's being told. And Behemshach Gemara as well, the Gemara says, Sover Rav Lemidrusha Bepirka, he wanted to darshan about the Shem of Mefirish, and the Saba said, La'alim Ksiv, there also there will be no question of Hashem lekechotiro. He's not saying the Shem of Mefirish for no reason, yet still the Gemara is before that there's a problem with actually saying over the Shem. This is mashmam, not like the Yisoid that your Ruchim Fisher wants to prove. So he explains that you have to say Mikoich Er Gemara, and Eichanami, that which we dash him from the pasuk, the Ikur Drosha, is like we said, not to give a new Isser, rather to tell us how to properly pronounce the word. However, Min Rabbanon, the Rabbanon came along and made a din not to say the Shem of Mefirush, similar to that which the Gemara brings, Behemshach Mishurabu Apritim, Hayemoisin Oisil Snum Shabekahuna, of that the Gemara is talking about the Shem Ben Shtem Esri Oisis, Barakoparim, a Rechon official says the same as far as the Shem Ben Arba Oisis. Even though with the race of the drasha of La'alim was just to tell us how to pronounce it, but the Rabbanah made an asmachta, and this is what Agamemnon is referring to. But the Gemara says that it's Mestaber Kmand Omer Pamachas Beshvuah because of this drasha, it means this din the Rabbanah, which is an asmachta. And further as well, when it says Rava Savad the Midrashah Bepirka, the Rechon official is Matmiya, he said Rava didn't know this drasha of La'alim Ksiv, so he explains surely Rava did know this drasha, that which the Saba was Mechalish Rava was the din the Rabbanah, the asmachta, even when it's not a question how to properly read Psukim. And also, it's not an issue of a Sechem Lekechotiro, Rav is not saying it for no reason. Still, the Saba was Mechadish to Rav that there's a Din La'alim Ksiv, and a Smachta de Darbana not to be Mefarsim this shame. Now, the Brisker Rav, in the Chadushim Ron Riz Halevi ala Rambam, he says a similar concept. He discusses Darush to Rambam Paskins in Perik Beis Hilchos of Oydazor Halacha Zayin. Rambam says that as far as the Isra of Megadif, the one is Chayev Skila for being Megadif to Shem Hashem, Rambam says this applies both by the Shem HaMeyucha, the Shem Yudke Vavke, and the Shem of Adnos. Ram himself brings a different sheet. He says, Yesh Misha Pirish, She'ine Chayiv Ela Al Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, that those who hold that you're not Chayiv for the Shem Adnos. However, the Ram himself argues, and he says, Bani Oim Ra Shneim Hu Niskal. There is a Chiyiv Skila for both of the names. And the Biskrov asks, firstly, what is the Pshat on the Rambam? If the Chiyiv Skila for Megadif is for saying the Shem Hashem, the Shem HaMiyuchad, how could it possibly be two different names? L'char, only one of them is the Shem HaMiyuchad. And secondly, what exactly is the Yisrael Machoikas between the Yesh Mefarshim that the Rambam brings and the Rambam himself? So the Biskrov explains that the Rambam learned Er Gemara, Zeshmi Lo'ilom V'Zezichu L'Dardar, Lo'ikish Ani Nichtav Ani Nikro. Rambam understands that this drasha is telling us what is the proper Kriya of the Shem Hashem. And even though it's written B'Loshon Havaya, the proper Kriya is Ba'adnus. This is similar to that which we said from the Yerucham Fishel, that it's not telling us a new Isser, rather it's telling us what is the proper way to read the word. And the Biskrov says a similar concept in the Rambam, that the way you read the word Yudke Vavke is Beloshen Adnos, so even though Enechanami really, the only time a person is Mechayiv Mishum Megadif is if he says the Shem Hashem, which is Yudke Vavke. However, once we learn from this Drasha that the way to read that word is Beloshen Adnos, therefore you can Mechayiv Mishum Megadif on the Loshen of Adnos as well. In other words, Enechanami, everyone agrees that the only Shem that you can Mechayiv on is the Shem Havaya. However, there are two ways to read it. Sometimes we do pronounce the Shem Havaya the way that it's written, like in the Migdosh by Berchas Kainim, but Bederchal, that's not the way it's pronounced. The way it's pronounced is Beloshen Adnos, but both of those are ways of reading the same word, the Shem Havaya. Therefore, you can Mechayiv for both of them, Yishum Megadif. Now, what is the other Shita hold? The Shita that the Rambam brings, the Yesh Mefarshim, they only Chayiv Yishum Havaya, not Yishum Adnos. So the Biskrov explains, they also are maskim to this Yisoid, that the Drosh of Zeshmi V'Zezichri is the way to Bederchal read the word Shem Havaya is Beloshen Adnos. However, that's only as far as reading Psukim in the Torah. For example, by Berchas Kainim, we have to say the Shem Hashem. The Pasuk is telling us how to say it by pronouncing it Beloshen Adnos. As far as Kriyas Torah as well, the way you read the Torah when you get to the Shem Hashem is Biloshen Adnos. However, this Yesh Mefarshim holds, as far as the Isra of Megadif, it's not that there's a word which is written over here and the question is what's the right pronunciation. It's just that a person decided to use this Shem and be Megadif to Shem Hashem. Over here, what's Kaveh, what decides that when he says this Lashon of Adnos, he's using it as a means of actually saying the Lashon of Havaya. Since the word Adnos could also be used on its own to actually mean the Mashmais of Adnos, it doesn't have to bedafka mean the Shem Havaya. So since there's nothing which establishes it as a reading of Havaya, therefore we cannot be Mechayv and Mishum Megadif. The Ram holds nevertheless that since this is a possible reading of the Shem Havaya, therefore we can't be Mechayv and Mishum Megadif on this Shem as well. This is how the Briskrov explains the Machoikis, the two deis that the Rambam brings. Now, Kapana, both of these deis are learning, like the Briskrov explains, that the drasha of Zeh Shmi v'Zeh Zichri is al derech b'ruchim fishel. It's not coming to tell us a new Isser, rather it's coming to tell us the correct pronunciation of the Shem Havaya. Now, in the Igris Moshe, he discusses a similar point. This is in Chelik Aleph of Arachayim, in Simling Lamed Beis, Anavov, and he brings a Taisus in Seidu Daf Lamed Chetz Amid Aleph. The Gemara there is discussing now which the Mishnah says that there's a difference between the Berachas Kainim b'Migdash and the Berachas Kainim b'Gvulim. In the Migdash you say the Shem Hashem k'ksavoy, and b'Mdina you say b'Loshen Adnos. And the Gemara there brings a Braisa. K'hoisav Archus b'nei Yisrael b'Shem ha'mefeirash. At Omer b'Shem ha'mefeirash ayine elo b'kinoy. Tam leimer v'sem was Shmi, Shmi ha'meyuchali. The Braisa says it would be a half-mina that it should not be dafka b'Shem ha'mefeirash. It could even be with the kinoy. Time later, that's what we learn from the pasuk with some was shemi, that it's dafka shem hamiyuchad. The Braisa continues, and we learn from the pasuk how we know that this is dafka b'migdash and not b'gvulin. But Akapanam, on the words of the Braisa, ayini elo b'kinoy, Tais over here brings b'shem Rabbeinu Hillel in his pirush on the Sefri. Rabbeinu Hillel explains that kinoy in the Gemara means like kel or elikim or tzevakos. These are all kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Braisa is telling us that one would think that we could use these lashonos, these kinuyim. That's why we learn from Pasuk of Esam was Shemi that it's Dafka Shem HaMiyuchad. Now, Tois over there argues on Rabbeinu Hillel and he says, like Mestaber, the Hechet Eitzah Daita L'Shibushi Kro L'Meimbar Yivrecha Alekim V'Yishmerecha. Why would it be half minute to say that when you say Berchas Kainim, you could use the Lashon of Alekim or Tzvakais, Yivrecha Alekim V'Yishmerecha? Surely the Torah means to say the Shem HaShem of Arba Isiyais. So Tois argues on Rabbeinu Hillel and he explains, when the Braisa says, Ene El Bikino, it doesn't mean any of the Shemis that Rabbeinu Hillel brings. Rather, it means the Shem of Adnos, which is the way that we pronounce when we have the Shem of Avaya in the Torah. So the Havmina would be that even in the Migdash, you should say the Shem Hashem in that way. That's why we need the Pasuk of Samwas Shemi, that it's Shemi HaMiyuchali, that over here it is pronounced Beloshen Havaya. And the Gesmosha explains what exactly is the Machaikas between Taisus and Rabbeinu Hillel. The Moshe says that Taisus holds that which we say a Klal in our Gemara, Zeh Shemi v'Zeh Zichri, the Drasha is telling us that there's a Kri and a Ksiv. Just like we find other places in the Torah, there's a Kri and a Ksiv, there's a word which is written one way but it's pronounced differently. Agma is telling us that there's a Kri and a Ksiv as well, every time we have the Shem of Hashem, even though it's written one way, but the way that it's read is a different way. That's why Tzitzit tells us there's surely no Havmina that in Berachas Kainim we could use a different Shem of Hashem. The whole Havmina just was that you could use the Lashon of Adnos, because that's the way the Shem of Hashem is B'derech Klal read when it appears in the Torah. And this we have a Pasuk, a Drasha to tell us that in the Berachas Kainim B'Migdash, there you don't use the Kri and the Ksiv, rather you do pronounce it the way that it's written. However, Rabbeinu Hillel holds, Rav Moshe explains, that it's not a Kri and a Ksiv, rather we have a drasha from our Gemara that tells us that over here you don't read the Pasuk the way that it's written. The drasha is really telling us that every time we see the Shema Mefarish, you have to switch it with a different word. It's not similar to other places in the Torah where we have a Kri and a Ksiv. It's not the pshat that this is the reading of that word, rather we're supposed to replace the word. And Rav Moshe explains the right to this tzad that it's not a Kri and a Ksiv, is because sometimes we do pronounce the Shem Havaya the way that it's written, like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur pronounces it that way. So since it's not always pronounced differently from the way it's written, it's not the regular Kri and the Ksiv, so Rabbeinu Hillel held that even though the Chatchila we are supposed to use the Lashon of Adnos, however, maybe with the Yevet, if a different Shem of Hashem is used, a different Kinoy, it would also be kosher for Birchas Kainim. And the Maisa, according to Rabbeinu Hillel, the Maisa, the Din, Begvulin, is actually like that. The Bais over there was talking about B'Migdosh. The Bais explained that Dafka B'Migdash is this way, that use the Shem of Mefarish, but not B'Gvulin. Therefore, the halacha, according to Rabbeinu Hillel, the din would be that B'Gvulin, if you did use a different Shem, even though the Chatchili is supposed to use the Shem of Adnos, but if you used one of the other Kinuyim, it would be kosher, the Berachas Kainim would be valid. And the merchant says, as far as the Parsha of Saita as well, if the Kain read to her the Psukim with one of the other Kinuyim, not the Shem of Adnos, the Chayr would also be kosher B'Diyevin. This is how the merchant explains the machlekes between Taisus and Rabbeinu Hillel. Now, as we read the Shem Havaya, Beloshen Adnos, Is it like other places in the Torah where we have a Kriya and a Ksiv, or is it a different gedder that we're actually replacing the word, and it's not that this is the way to read that word? And Rav Moshe has an interesting nafka mina about this shaila. Rav Moshe says, what happens in a case where a piece of wax dripped onto a Sefer Torah and covered over a word? It happened on Shabbos and the wax cannot be peeled off, so the Sefer Torah does not become puzzle. It's not that a word was erased, it's just covered over. If, however, the wax fell on the word which has to be read during Kriyas Torah, you have to take out a different Torah, because since the word is covered over, you can't read that word Baal Peh. However, what would happen, Rav Moshe says, if the wax fell on the Shem Hashem, the Shem Havaya? So Rav Moshe says it will be totally in this Shaila. If we want to read that Parsha, anyways, we're not going to read it the way that it's written, we're going to read it B'loshen Anlus. And Rav Moshe says this Shaila will be totally in Machlokes Tosfos and Rabbeinu Hillel, as we explained, that if you hold like Tosfos, that's together a Kriya and a Ksiv, so you really are reading that word, that Shem Havaya, when you say Loshen of Adnos. So if the word is covered over, it cannot be read, you would have to take out a different Sefer Torah. But Shankin, according to Rabbeinu Hillel, that it's not a Kriya and a Ksiv, the Josh of Agamar of Zeh Shmi v'Zeh Zichri tells us that when we see the Shem Havaya in the Torah, we read it differently, we actually are replacing the word. So even if that word is covered over, it's not a problem, since anyways we don't read the word. We replace it with a different word. According to Ben Hillel, we would not have to use a different Sefer Torah. You could read from this parasha, even though the Shem Hashem is covered over. Now in this Indian, Leishik, Leikish, Ani, Nichtov, Ani, Nikro, will mention the words of the Maral. In the Chedusha Agadas, he explains, where exactly is the Oimek, the depth of that which it says in our Gemara, the Shem Hashem is read, not the way that it is written. The Maral explains that something which is written, the way that it's written, that's the Shem HaEtzem. That's a description of the essence of the thing itself. However, the Shem HaNikra, the way something is called when it's spoken about, that's not necessarily the Shem HaEtzem, rather that's the Shem, the way it appears to us, the way that it's Nisyachis, the way that it relates to us. The name that a person uses for something is based on the way that it relates to him. And therefore, when we talk about the Shem HaShem, so we don't say it the way that it's written, we say it B'loshen Anlus, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Odoin, that's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to Klal Yisrael. Hashem, the way that it is written, that's the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's the Shem HaEtzem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it has nothing to do with the way we relate to Him. And the Mara explains, that which we dash in Loikash Ani Nichtov Ani Nikro, and that which the Kriya is different than the Ksiva, that shows us that since we're Gashmi and we're Magushim, it's not Shaykh for us to be Dovik B'Shlemus in the Shem HaEtzem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore we use a different name, the way that Hashem appears to us. With this, he explains the Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun. The Gemara of their dashes on the pasuk v'hoya Hashem l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz v'hemu hu yiyah Hashem echod u'shmei echod. And the Gemara asks, otu ha'idna lav shmei echod hu? What does it mean that lost the love of Hashem will be shmei echod? And the Gemara answers, Omer Reb Nachman bar Yitzchok, lo yiko ilma ze oilma ba. Oilma ze nichta v'yud hei v'nikra ba'alav dalid. Lo ilma ba, kuloi echod, nikra v'yud hei v'nichta v'yud hei. Lost the love of the Kriya and the Ksivya will be the same. That's what the pasuk means, v'hemu hu yiyah Hashem echod u'shmei echod. And the Maral explains that even though Ba'ilam Azel were Gashmi, and therefore it's not Shaykh for us to be Dovak by Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Shleimus, but Lost Lovey will be Shaykh, and therefore we'll call Kadosh Baruch Hu with the same name, the way that it's written. And with this he explains what is the pshat that in B'Migdosh we do use the Shem Havaya. He says because the Mikdosh is a Makom which is Muvdol from Gashmius, the Tzvekus with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is on a much higher Madrigo, that enables the Kriya of the Shem Hashem to be the same as the Ksiva.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.